Blog Talk Radio. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, Shabbat shalom. We're back again, yes, indeed. Thank the Most High, we're back again for another precious episode, yes, indeed. Another precious episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. Again, in this precious time, the Most High has called it Shabbat. The time, my brothers and sisters, which we, if we're wise to the hope of the Spirit, a call forth for the remembrance of all things the Most High has spoken. That we awaken, my brothers and sisters, beyond every lie, every false doctrine. That we, my brothers and sisters, be made pure and complete before the Most High. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Reproving all that is sin, reproving all that is error among us. Reproving, my brothers and sisters, all that has caused division among the people who would be called the people of the Most High. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, to all who call upon the name, I said to all who call upon the name of the Most High are one. We are not saved. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? We must realize beyond all our pride, till all who call upon the name of the Most High are one, we are not saved. From whence, my brothers and sisters, then come the contentions that are among us? Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, it comes as a result of trust in a carnal mind. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, I do. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that He has promised that the illusions must be cast down, that righteousness indeed shall reign. As I said before, my brothers and sisters, this sits many times in this show. I call this show Hidden Gospel Reveal for a very, very precious reason. Most High sends prophets to speak with others when not. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, it is men's lack of knowledge that's caused so much controversy among so many of us who would be called Israel. But remember, my brothers and sisters, I said remember. Scripture says the remnant of Israel, as Zephaniah 3:13. Said the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, it will do no iniquity. Dare we say with the multitude of divisions that exist among us that we have achieved that oneness, that we have achieved that victory? There's much, my brothers and sisters, still yet there needs to be understood. And blessed are they. Blessed then are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand it. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I have for Him some very, very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that indeed I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High told me, yes, indeed, He told me, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you that many are they, who prefer to believe lies and liars, deceivers, in fact, my brothers and sisters, rather than understand how many ways that in this worldly status quo, men have been deceived. Most High told me long ago, my brothers and sisters, that every lie a man believes is an obstacle against men discerning the greater dimensions. I said the greater dimensions of the truth. But blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those. Did you hear me? Blessed are they who will understand the Messiah comes for the express purpose to put to silence every illusion, that beyond distraction, the people of Yah, true people of Yah, might be decided, and that they might become again a strong people, deterred and distracted after the misconceits of no one. Here, my brothers and sisters, many are the illusions, the misallegiances that men have devoted themselves unto. That as long as these miscreant, faultily established presumptions of men, as long as they exist, as long as they continually to, and let's just say as long as they continue to distract the hearts, the conscience of men, my brothers and sisters, many, most in fact, trusting that some of the systems of this world, or trusting that any system of this world for that matter, is viable, men after such institutions are ensnared. Might sound like a hard word, my brothers and sisters, but I'm just going to tell you the truth, what the scriptures actually say. They actually say the Savior comes because all men in this present generation have fallen short of the glory of Yah. To the extent the scriptures say that when Messiah appears, he appears because the Most High had looked upon men and saw that there was none who understood. How about none who understood how much men need to seek Yah? I'm talking about Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. Meaning they both have been so flattered by the rulers. I said, meaning that most have been so intensely flattered by the rulers that when the truth is told to them, they are inclined not to receive it. They are inclined oftentimes feeling themselves feeling in themselves that they are satisfactory. Men are inclined, when you tell them the greater truth, they take it as if it was a light thing, as if it were not important. Not everyone, my brothers and sisters, has given full consideration to the scriptures, which are Acts 3:18-23, where it is written that Messiah in his appearing must come for the restitution, restoration, the remembrance of all things, even all things spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. And scripture says when he comes to declare that consummate word, giving reckoning to binding all the testimony, sealing all the law. Same thing found in Acts, well how about that's found in Acts 3:18-23. It's found also at Isaiah 8:16-20. It says Messiah will come telling men they need to bind all the testimony the Most High has spoken. See how it all fits together. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Measuring to the plummet line. To the measuring line, the plummet line. See how all things work together. To relate one majestic vision. Well, the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, how about to that prophet's testimony? Sometimes you see the book prophet, the word prophet, doesn't necessarily relate to a person. But sometimes, my brothers and sisters, absolutely it does. Many times it relates, my brothers and sisters, not just to the prophet, but to his testimony. Scripture says the Messiah as an anointed one, certainly then speaking a message from above, comes to speak that consummate word, concerning all that has been spoken by the holy prophet since the world began. Who says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, that one who comes as a lawgiver, like unto Moshe. The scripture says, whoever will not hearken to him shall be utterly cut off from among the people. Well, I can tell you right now, my brothers and sisters, there is so much truth, so much magnificent truth, in fact, that the rulers have refused to speak and that people have refused to believe. To receive, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the Messiah, we need to consider what the scriptures have to tell us. Isaiah 61. Messiah comes to him, the Spirit of Yah is upon me. Preach good tidings. How about to preach the gospel unto the meek? To open the eyes of the blind. To release the captives. Meaning that those who are without this word are indeed still yet blind. Those without this word, my brothers and sisters, are still yet much so in captivity. Bondage to those who hide the truth. Those who know not this truth, my brothers and sisters. Those who know not this truth. Are still, my brothers and sisters, in their conscience dissuaded. Not discerning what is necessary, that as a people we be whole, that as a people we be one, and that as a people all our convictions are focused unto the same glorious light that will make us again strong beyond all the distractions of the nations. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that all prophecy, and I'm talking about prophecy going all the way back to the times of Noah, just relating some of the things that people did know at that time. Things that reverberated in the East, truth. Promise that reverberated in the East. Way back since the fall, even in the garden, brothers and sisters, for those who will understand, fullness of what was prophesied. It was always understood, my brothers and sisters, from the time of the garden, certainly understood from the times of Noah. I've talked on this show about truths that are related on my website, hiddengospel.com. Of course, we talk about articles like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City, Remember the Promise, Tribulation, 70 to 365 AD. But there are also articles on my website that relate to the Book of Enoch. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we need to consider, what was it that the Most High was doing in the flood? In the day of the Noahic flood, what was the Most High seeking to do? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that he was silencing the liars that the truth might be heard and told and believed in the earth? What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that since Genesis 6:5-6, may the Most High have become incensed at how men's thoughts have become evil. How about stubborn, hard of heart, continually? The scriptures tell us that what the Most High did is he forewarned people through his prophet Noah, a great coming destruction. Men didn't believe. And quite frankly, many did not believe because they believed they had a right, as many do today, to their own opinions, as if the Most High, or as if it doesn't make any difference to the Most High, how much so men are moved according to their own designs and desires. Even forgetting the very purpose of man. And believe me, brothers and sisters, the Most High does have a purpose for which he created mankind. And it certainly was not that men be left subject to their vanities. seeking to mislead one another according to their own thoughts, that at the end of the day, men lacking discipline, ruthless after their own designs, should be contentious man against man. Yah is one. He gives no glory unto him. I said he gives no glory unto him. That every man would call himself a believer, but every man believing differently. Most High has told me, directly has he told me. Till we are one, we are not saved. To all who call upon the name of the Most High are one. There are deceivers in our midst. Scripture says again in Zephaniah 3:13, the Most High has spoken, saying that the people he calls Israel, that he will confirm as his own, will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no false doctrine. They will not be misled, incited to do any iniquity. They will become a strong people, my brothers and sisters, beyond every man's line. Scripture says, and there will be none to harm them. Well, my brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves today, do we fit that bill as a people? Scripture says, my brothers and my sisters, that we ought to be the light of the world. People will call that light, according to Yahweh, James, if they want to call it that. This King James had to find a way to get himself in that book some kind of way. Scripture says, every good and perfect gift that comes from above. It's from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of change. Do we see ourselves, our brothers and sisters, perfectly cohesive? No differences among us today? If not, then we need to ask ourselves, have we become truly worthy yet to be called the light of the world? Especially since we don't recognize, so many of us hardly even have begun to recognize the deceitfulness that is in our midst. Can't decide what it is. Just as many can't decide, in fact, fully what is the truth. Believing, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High calls light has no variable, there's no shadow of changing in it. So we must understand that to be called the light of the world, we must be redeemed from a world of darkness. We must be redeemed from the deceits that are in it. For the problem that I see, the problem that is foretold concerning what is Israel today, is that many have, even though there are those who say they are messianic, say they believe in the coming of Messiah, they really haven't. I know it sounds amazing, but most have not hardly believed him at all. Why? Because to believe the Messiah, believe the one who preaches the gospel, according to Isaiah 61, when the scripture says, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings, which is the gospel, to the meek, to open the eyes of the blind, it's going to require great humility. In other words, the kind of humility whereby men are willing to admit that they are in serious need of help, that they are not as wise as, let's just say, those who say they would thrive or would prefer to thrive on flattery, prefer to thrive on what is esteemed by men. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, those who look for the esteem of men will never fully comprehend the gospel. The gospel declares that the Most High will send Messiah to declare an absolute. And many of my brothers and sisters are being unwilling to accept that absolute, especially since what Messiah will come to declare as an absolution, and even as a foundation for that absolution, is a truth that the whole world has ignored. Most of my brothers and sisters will not at all be willing to receive him. That is what is written. In fact, the scripture says 2/3 of humanity will perish. The third that remain, guess what? They by and large have to be disciplined. Only a few, my brothers and sisters, will be prepared when they hear the truth to walk in the truth. And if I were to speak to you about what is that truth, my brothers and sisters, we're going to have to realize something. In fact, I tell you now, realization of what the scriptures call the truth or the foundation of truth quite frankly, is a truth which, by and large, across the entire world today, most have no knowledge of, even among those who call themselves believers, have no knowledge of it at all. And the scriptures prophesied that in advance, too. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It means, then, if the truth concerning who Messiah said he is hardly known among the people, then it means all the lies that people have believed concerning the Savior will have to be silenced, that men believe and discern indeed to walk after the Savior as he is. I can only tell you that the book of Enoch records that what happened in the flood, in the Noahic flood, what happened then, since it did not absolutely silence all the misconceits of man, and since it did not fully silence every dissenting voice, in the book of Enoch it actually relates that the day in which all these illusions will be no more. It's for a time yet to come. Scripture talks about the one called Shiloh. I said, my brothers and sisters, that Genesis 49:10 is one whom the scripture calls Shiloh. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Isaiah 11 speaks of him and calls him the good and offspring of David. Hey, if those who understand Revelation 22:16, who the one is that called the morning star, the one who comes a second time to gather Israel out of Babylon as he did before. And no, I'm not talking about one who in his appearing soon thereafter Israel was scattered from Jerusalem, the one who will bring his people back to Jerusalem a second time. And my brothers and sisters, even this time from all the ends of the earth. Who is that, my brothers and sisters, of whom the scriptures speak? I will tell you now, that by and large, unto its purpose, is not the premise that most have called a Christ. This Greco-Roman idea that men call a Christ, my brothers and sisters, is a polytheist hypocritical compromise against the law and the absolution of the Most High that has compelled men to believe that they are wise after some of all the diversitudes of the nations and denominations of this whole world. That, my brothers and sisters, is not what the Most High calls or what the early church called a righteous one, even the one called Shiloh, the Kurdi, the Shashan Shah, the King of Kings, King of the East. Malachi called him the angel from the rising. Well, Malachi called him the son of righteousness that arises. Yohanan on the Isle of Patmos called the angel that rises in the East, where the angel is also king. Messiah said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The one that arises like the morning sun, my brothers and sisters, to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light that the whole world would obscure. But these are truths, my brothers and sisters, that are contained in the scriptures, that most have not understood the full gamut of their meaning. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. What was the Most High doing when, in the days of Moshe, some held on to unbelief? Some refused to believe and discern the way of truth. What do you think was happening, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High only brought, of all that came out of Egypt, all the house of Israel and Judah that came out of Egypt, only two of my brothers and sisters actually saw the promised land? Doesn't that tell you that the thoughts the Most High called refined unto his kingdom is a very rare and precious thing? Not something, my brothers and sisters, that all will hear. Not something, my brothers and sisters, all will attain to, because it does require great diligence. I would have you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Please give it consideration. We need to look at the example of the scriptures. Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4 speaks of one saying, it says that this is ultimately, well, consider this is an anointed one speaking. One who will come forth saying, keep silence before me, O you isles, and my people renew their strength. Scripture says, ask the question, who is it Most High has stirred up? Who is this one who has subdued even kings?
Well,
I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, scripture says he silences the rulers. Why? All the dissenting voices of the earth, my brothers and sisters, have been a distraction. You need to understand that. If man can believe that all the diverse contradictions of man are a gift of the Holy Spirit, man cannot be a disciple under Yah. He will never quite understand. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we need to consider. The scriptures say that there must be a restoration of the knowledge of the truth. It means there's a lot of lies believed, and that men have not been restored and have not sought fully what is necessary under restoration. You need to read Isaiah 42:20. Through 45:13. People have not felt the need for the restoration of truth because they felt what partiality they had was sufficient. Have not believed their leaders have been robbing them and that they have not been taught these truths. Well, Isaiah 44:20 again. 44:20-45:6 says that when Messiah comes, he must prove foolish to wisdom the men have called wise. Isaiah 29 speaks of the same. That men may know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but Yah. Discerning that men have, in their praise, with their lips they have drawn to the Most High, but their hearts, understanding, conviction, has been far from him, and their worship has been after the precepts of men. My brothers and sisters, is this carnal mind going to recognize this carnality? I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, absolutely not. I'll tell you what the Most High told me. That I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters, that men in their carnality have refused to discern. Refused to give full consideration. Even sought to destroy from the minds of men since the dawn of human fall. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, Most High says it's very important that you discern the truth that will set you free. Free from those who hide the truth from you. Free from those, my brothers and sisters, who in their multiplicity of diverse doctrines have only been an obstacle against your being able to see absolutely what is the truth. Scripture actually talks about a silencing of those who have lied to the masses. That the truth might at last be told, and the truth at last might be believed. You might be stunned, my brothers and sisters, but Isaiah 8 intimates that because men have believed so many lies, Most High turned his face. Yes, he turned his face from men. Because so many, if granted the truth, because of so many lies in their midst, men would not be compelled to believe. Most of my brothers and sisters know no shame before the truth, because they sit back and say, how, like one pastor told me, how many folks you got to understand that? Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth of the gospel. Who would bring it? And who would bring it? That if men have not understood, they haven't understood the gospel at all. That, too, we need to speak about tonight. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, 57th chapter, after talking about the sins of man, sins of Israel, walking after all the diversity of the kings of the earth. He says, if you get your deceits out of your midst, then you should light go forth speedily. How many have understood, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he was not pleased and speak of this generation. He speaks in this wise, saying, at the 48th chapter, that his people have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. How about they sworn by his name in vain? What about Romans 3:19? It talks about Messiah appearing, that every mouth might be silenced, and every man recognize his guilt before Yah. What guilt? Having sworn by the name of the Most High, but according to the vanities of man. How many are ready to understand the real truth concerning this? Romans talks about the idea that many have had the law, but did not seek it by faith. How about never sought it by faith, recognizing there's one who would declare an absolution? Reading the law, my brothers and sisters, but not realizing that in their misinterpretations, men have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah, but only sought to establish their own righteousness. not understanding who is the righteous one, and not understanding the righteous one comes to silence those who break the law or who misadminister the law. Few have understood what the scripture really means. They put down Christ, but I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, say those who believe, the Kurdi, the righteous one, who cast out all the darkness, who reveals the light the world would obscure, is the end of trust in all those who declare false law, who declare the rule of Rome, who declare the rule of Babylon, the end of those who confuse the masses for those who believe. My brothers and sisters, but how many read the law, knowing that Messiah will reward each man as his work shall be, therefore meaning that he will reward man as to whether or not what they have done is true to his righteousness or not. Many of my brothers and sisters read the word, but they read it without shame, seeking to establish their own ideas before men. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not seek the one way, I'm telling you now, has only set snares. I said it's only set up snares whereby many, my brothers and sisters, have been and even are turned aside from the way. And remember what the scripture said about that path. Broad is the road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. It said, few are they who are found upon it. He said the deliverer would come out of Zion, but who is that deliverer? Is he the Jesus that Greco-Romanism has contrived? Or is he the Kurdi, the Yahshua HaKurti? The Kurdi, the righteous one, my brothers and sisters, that all the prophets spoke of, that even Yeshua, saying that he is the bright morning star, said that he is. How many even understand what that means, according to all the prophecies? Scripture says Messiah will come in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Shaul said he himself, concerning he himself, he said he knows nothing of which he is guilty, falling short, maybe even perhaps a bit presumptuous. He said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. Well, he says, judge the Most High. Therefore, let no man consider himself so wise in his hasty conclusion before the time. The Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, or reveal what men simply have overlooked. How about bring men to remembrance of those things he's overlooked? And then should every man know how to praise Yah. Did you ever consider, my brothers and sisters, how many hasty conclusions errant doctors men have believed because our people are certainly left to many forms of confusion, many forms of bondage for lack of knowledge? If you trust in any institution that's fallen short of the glory of Yah, are falling short of the truth of the prophets, or that won't speak to you the truth of all the prophets have said, if you believe any of them is worthy unto salvation, you are in bondage to that institution. For, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, reprove all sins, even lead you unto all truth. Well, brothers and sisters, who is it that has misled the people? That the truth of the one, the scriptures call the King of the East, is by and large not known. Revelation 22:16 speaks about one, well, Messiah said it plainly. He said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. This is the testimony you must testify in all the churches. Has it been? If it hasn't, my brothers and sisters, men have been held in bondage. Men have been misled. Men have still been left in the darkness because, my brothers and sisters, it is the spirit of him who, like the rising sun, cast out all the darkness and revealed the light the world would obscure. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, whose spirit awakens man beyond the mass of deceits that men have trusted. There's a lot of controversy in this world, my brothers and sisters, because men have been misled by the abundance of their priests. That's what Hosea 4 chapter speaks of. But how many of my brothers and sisters realize that a multitude of contentions voices are the adversary and not a covenant? Scripture says in the book of Judah concerning what they would do with regard to the teaching of the faith. And in the book of Judah, Jude, they called it, the King James Version said, as Yehuda said, that men will pervert the grace of Yah, the truth of Yah, the truth that comes from on high, the truth that is declared to men the right way to go. They pervert it. out of their own licentiousness, their own carnalities, their own presumptuousnesses, if you will. Cause men to fall into the error of the lawless, perverting the grace of Yah unto their own licentiousness, their own unrighteousness. So much the Most High called it unbelief because it wasn't faith in him. And he says he would come to with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment and to convince all the ungodly beyond all their ungodly words, doctrines that they have spoken. How does the men have not read the word, my brothers and sisters, with reverence for the absolution that is in the mind of Yah? For many of my brothers and sisters just simply read the word, the words of the book, to find ways to be complicit after the designs of men. And that's why the Most High sends prophets to be faithful to him to declare what needs to be understood rather than what people simply wish to hear with itching ears. Jeremiah 30:10 through 11 says the Messiah will come to make a full end of all nations that have scattered or been a distraction to his people, that he might speak to his people and reprove them justly. Amos, third chapter, says, "Can two walk together lest they be agreed?" Well, brothers and sisters, there's a plan the Most High has declared whereby men shall finally be made to agree, but it will, there's a plan that whose express purpose is to bring and restore respect for Yah, even a point of reference, to humble the hearts of men who thought they were wise, that they might finally discern how much more they needed to seek. Malachi, my brothers and sisters, speaks to the same truth. Scripture says he has to humiliate the priests who are partial in the law. He has to cast out of the temple all those who cause men to serve after foreign gods. How about presumptuous words and ideals, precepts of men? We have to destroy them out of the temple, my brothers and sisters. The men finally see the light. He has to cast out the darkness. But is that what you have been told about the one they call the Christ? My brothers and sisters, the Greco-Roman word that they called Christ was not in the mind of people of old the expectation of one who would cast out the illusion, but the one they said had licensed what they refused to see was illusion. License the multitude of opinions. Simply saying that men can call upon the name of the Most High after whatever they believe and be saved, made one, made true to the Most High? Absolutely impossible. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, all prophecy says that when the Messiah appears, he must silence every false voice. I said he must silence every false voice, that the word of truth at last be heard. A long time, my brothers and sisters, a long time have men chosen to ignore that precious truth. The knowledge of the Messiah must reprove all the leaders that his word should be found true. What did Messiah say? Your righteous must see that are your leaders. Meaning that your leaders, my brothers and sisters, by and large in this world, have been a total, complete compromise against the absolution of Yah. So you rise and must see that in your leaders, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Your faith in Yah, beyond the many miscreant designs of men, must exceed the complicity and the compromise and the flattery of your rulers. Else, my brothers and sisters, men are found in bondage. In bondage, my brothers and sisters, those who seek to persuade men rather than fully appease the righteousness of Yah. All scripture says that the voices of those, my brothers and sisters, who have believed the liars, have believed the rulers. Those voices speaking lies must be silenced, and men must return. I said must return to the word that is from the beginning. Got a lot to talk about with regard to that tonight. Because quite frankly, the scriptures say it again and again, even in Isaiah 28. Either man will return to the truth of the righteous one the Most High spoke of. Him unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, the rulers will not speak of, lest they be recognized as obstacles against that regathering. Men either will seek the truth, the gospel, or that expected one, Shiloh, Kurdi, Shashansha. Either men, my brothers and sisters, will seek that truth that they have not been taught. That was the expectation of the people in the East. Either men will seek that truth, or my brothers and sisters, there's no hope of entering into the kingdom of Yah. Why? Because the one of which we are speak now is one the scripture says will restore the covenant. And my brothers and sisters, how dare men believe they have a covenant after a multitude of inconjunct, contradicting ideals? Either men seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, concerning him who has the keys to open the way of freedom. Or else, my brothers and sisters, in their presumptuousness and pride, they only ensnare one another in their idolatries. The one of whom I speak, my brothers and sisters, scripture says the only way, only truth and life unto the Father will come, must come, saying, hearken to me, my brothers and sisters, he says, lest your bonds be made tighter. For I've heard from the Most High a consumption that is determined upon the whole earth. That is Latter-day Prophecy in Isaiah 28. Again, my brothers and sisters, talking about silencing the lies, for the truth be heard. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to understand all the prophecies that talk about the city of Moab? One of the first prophecies in the Bible concerning how Messiah appears out of a city that's been resisting against Israel attaining to oneness. To our Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that this entire world, wherever it is, that men have sought to establish their own righteousness, they've all established an obstacle against men discerning Yah as he is. And therefore, the scriptures say in Isaiah 34, also in Zephaniah 3, many places, that the Most High's anger has been incensed against even all the nations. And that's more than just nations, but my brothers and sisters, that is, if you will, ethnic beliefs, if you will. Yes, both church and state in their allegiances. Our brothers and sisters, nations and denominations, religiosities of man alike. The Most High wants to cast aside all these dissensions. Did you hear me? All these meaningless arguments of men. The covenant be restored. It's kind of like understanding what I've been talking to you before about the book of Galatians. The apostle was not speaking against the one consummate word that is the gospel from above. He was speaking against whatever it is that would be contention against their being a people brought from the midst of all nations, true to the will of one. Think about it. In Galatians, when Shaul, they call Paul, had to reprove Kepha, Peter, they call Peter, before all the church. What did he reprove him for? Certain men after ideals, and actually, my brothers and sisters, a degree of paranoia, you could even say, that existed among those who came from Jerusalem. In other words, people in Jerusalem being persecuted by the Gentiles. They even had the concept of Gentiles as beastly, unreasoning men. And those who lived in a, let's just say, much more Hebrew environment, had their suspicions with regard to the teaching, even the teaching of those among the Gentiles. Well, what I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, is that when men like Jacob, James, who was the primary bishop of Jerusalem, came to Galatia, Scripture talks about that in the presence of those, that though Kepha, they call Peter, had, if you will, consorted with the Gentiles, ultimately to teach the Gentiles, in fact, he was commanded to go forth and do it. When the Most High showed him that unrolled scroll, all manner of unclean beasts, he said. And he told Kepha to rise, Peter, slay and eat. He was talking about going forth to the Gentiles for what the Most High has purged, that no man called unclean. He was talking about, the Most High said, if he has said that you must go forth and preach to the Gentiles, and that was the gospel, it certainly must be done. But he talked about how Kepha when certain men from the mosques in Jerusalem came, men who had their, let's just say, reservations about dealing with the Gentiles to the same level, or to the level that was commanded in the scriptures, it talks about he withdrew himself. I want you to think about what that was. It was kind of like saying that the Gentiles had offered these apostles some degree of favor in their lands, invited them even to come there and to teach some of them. If the apostles were consorted with the Gentiles, withdrew themselves, acting like they didn't know many of these Gentile believers, wasn't that not an affront to the cohesiveness of the faith? But brothers and sisters, the apostles spoke about how men having meaningless arguments had drawn men into allegiances that can never be true unto the will of one, never consider it the whole truth, never consider it of what the Messiah said. He said, wherever two or more you are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. As a counselor, to show men how they can get past their meaningless schisms, their meaningless arguments, to understand the point of which way they should go. Well, my brothers and sisters, if men after worldly predilections and worldly biases feel that they have no need or should not speak or should not seek to help those who seek or would seek righteousness, then we have a problem. It's not the gospel. It's not the gospel of peace. I can only tell you that there are times that the apostle did admonish that if a Gentile invited one of the apostles in, or one who was a believer in, for the preaching of the gospel, he actually told them that in so many ways, same thing that's written at the first verses of Romans 14 through 15, bear the burdens of the weak, but not under doubtful disputations. Bear the burdens of the weak, but not unto wavering in your reasoning. In other words, if men come seeking discipline, teach them that discipline. There are many things that, quite frankly, those who believed and knew the truth, well, let's just say there are a lot of things the Gentiles would somewhat despise about this way and this discipline. Till granted the opportunity prayerfully to understand more than just what the scriptures say, but why it is said under what purpose. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that men not understanding the real intent of the scriptures have indeed presumptuously established a whole lot of short-sighted standards and call that short-sighted sufficient. And many times, our brothers and sisters, not discerning what is the real meat of the matter, the real focus of the matter, have decided to focus themselves upon ideals that, my brothers and sisters, could never establish anything on a firm and stable foundation enough to truly be able to stand. The hope, my brothers and sisters, the faith, knowing that Messiah comes to reprove all the rulers, to declare a standard beyond them all, is one to compel men to seek an absolute. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that is what is required. The men discern the need to seek Yah himself. And that's exactly what the Apostle Jacob, they call James, taught the people to expect. The Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says Christ is the end of the law. That's what they put down in your King James Version, is the end of the law for those who believe. I want you to understand, the Kurdi is the end of man's trust in those who break and destroy the knowledge of divine law for them who believe in him. Scripture says they did not know the righteousness of Yah. How about they know the hope of the Kurdi, the righteous one? They had the law, but did not expect anyone to come to reprove them fully. Not all have heard the preaching of this gospel. Scripture said in the book of Romans, not all have heard the preaching of the one, my brothers and sisters, whose vision is greater than the sons of men. The Scripture says concerning him, kings should shut their mouths because of him, for that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who's going to believe his report? My brothers and sisters, but those who seek the Most High himself, and the Most High finds worthy to reveal the secrets of what all men should have been expecting, that they might not be caught unawares. Scripture says, he for whom you are waiting shall suddenly come to the temple. Then he will come, and many will be totally, completely unaware, caught by surprise. Kepha, the apostle they call Peter, talked many times in this show about the second Kepha, actually talks about the coming of the one for whom men should be waiting. Those who know the scriptures that he's talking about in the third chapter of second Kepha, first chapter, talking about the one called the morning star. The scriptures in the first part of second Kepha, third chapter, again, that's nothing but Isaiah 19. In the Aramaic, my brothers and sisters, talks about the coming of the one called the King of the Medes. King of the Medes is the same one who had bore the title King of the East. My brothers and sisters, in Kepha spoke concerning him as, in fact, Yeshua himself. How is it that the churches today have not embraced this truth? It's only those who can, my brothers and sisters, will be found worthy. Only them who can will be found worthy, who will be sealed with it and approved. Because believing the truth, my brothers and sisters, is not a matter of seeking to appease and please men. And those who are so busy trying to appease men would only speak at the level that men are pronated to understand. What do you think the gospel is? You think the gospel is the word whereby men speak according to what is common to men? Scripture says concerning Messiah, to whom should he teach knowledge? To whom should he make to understand the report? He declares the testimony line upon line, precept upon precept. But guess what? Most people don't even have those to have that foundation that he brings. Shall he speak not at all? So people don't have a foundation? Or shall men, if they have any faith, should they not be compelled to seek his wisdom? I look at Zephaniah 3. It talks about Messiah in the midst of a city. Oh, why didn't they talk to you about that? Zephaniah 3 in the midst of a city. Filled with all the confusion of the earth. And Scripture says, because they are lawless, or they lack the knowledge of this law, the knowledge of this expectation declared in the prophets. He said they, in their wickedness, lawlessness, unpreparedness, know no shame. And therefore, to get people to finally realize just how important it is that they should have understood to walk after this word, Scripture says he's going to put the proof and wrath upon all the nations. But my brothers and sisters, did your leaders tell you this? No, my brothers and sisters. They sought to hide and deny this truth. I said they sought to hide and deny this truth, lest you discern who indeed is the King of Kings. And discern the King of Kings comes because all the kings have been liars. And all your priests have been liars. Scripture says he comes because men have been lying and transgressing against the Most High. None to intercede, none to heal. Isaiah 41 says no one to preach the gospel. Isaiah 59 says no one to help, no intercessor, no priest among them. Most High told me, quite frankly, one Shabbat morning, point blank, he just outright told me, there's no more ministers in the earth. That sounds like a shocking thing to a lot of you. But he told me there are no more ministers in the earth. If you read Isaiah 59, he says that's exactly the reason why he sends Messiah. Who is it among us that will humble themselves to hear his gospel, to hear his reproof, that we might be made one? Again, he told me, to all who call upon the name of the Most High are one, we are not saved. There's still the sinners in the midst. There's still deceivers in the midst. There's still men walking according to the flesh in the midst. Who's willing to understand it? Let me read to you a bit of scripture. And I'm not looking always from the King James Version. I've been telling you before about how the prophecies speak of the word. Well, word in Hebrew is thoughts. It's more than thoughts, it's also the word purpose. It's all for the word for promise. How about the purpose of the Most High from the very beginning? And it's a constant purpose that does not change, and it's constantly in harmony with Yah. In fact, Yah declares his purpose. He even is his purpose. He is one. And he exists, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth, therefore, oneness in the earth, even oneness eternal. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to understand that beyond the vanity of this world and all this counterproductive naughtiness, hope you catch on to that, N-A-U-G-H-T-I-N-E-S and N-O-U-G-H, same word. It is evil, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed countermanded words and doctrines, counterproductive words. Add a positive word, a negative word, and one, you get nothing. Scripture says, woe to those who take counsel but not from Yah, because they contradict each other. The end result is only confusion. How shall the gospel be preached again, my brothers and sisters? Shall the gospel be preached again and believed beyond this ruthless earth, the ruthlessness of this earth? Scripture keeps talking about the silencing of the rulers. Expose all the shameful. Having sworn by the holy name, not in truth nor in righteousness, to expose the guilt of men. For the Most High said, if you associate his name with any of the vanities of man, you will not count you blameless. Who, my brothers and sisters, prepare for this? Knowing that the Most High does not send Messiah to commend the thoughts of man, but to reprove. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who are willing to hear. Indeed, what is his righteousness? The word, counsel, promise, and purpose of the Most High is declared from the beginning. That word is fixed, does not change. That all that the Most High has spoken shall be accomplished, and he will do all that he has, all his counsel. Some text all that he has purposed, say he will perform all that he has purposed. Unto all that is his good pleasure. Who's ready to understand it? My brothers and sisters, the Most High has said that to set his people free, he will expose every partial standard that men have endorsed. All the partialities that are among us, all the pollution that are among us, he will expose as not having been part of a covenant at all. Whatever men's pride has been so great that they seek to comply with the differences of man, seeking to please men rather than Yah, whatever men are willing to compromise the truth, my brothers and sisters, it is not a covenant at all. You leave men in darkness, you're still a child of darkness. It's that simple. People are supposed to be the light of the world, supposed to shine that light. Do anything else, my brothers and sisters? What scripture says, he will seek to save his life, shall lose it. He will lose his life for the sake of my gospel, shall gain his life eternal. He said, you'll be hated by all nations for the sake of his name. How about for the sake of his gospel? Hated by all nations, because all the nations already have their own ideas. They already, but it says they have their own governments, their own structures, their own religiosities. You ever stop to consider that wherever it is that men have refused to accept that the Most High has a right to redeem the world unto his one purpose? Wherever men have believed that they have a right to sustain illusions? My brothers and sisters, wherever men have done this, have they not understood that such thinking makes them adversaries against Yah? Not worthy to be called friends. What did Messiah say? You're my friends if you do everything I command you. How about if you seek to see all his will done? His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you desire to see any other rule preside on earth, brothers and sisters, you made a false oath. Because quite frankly, when the Messiah comes to expose all the rulers who have denied the law and the prophets, and you find that your rulers have done this, on whose side will you be? Most High calls his people from the midst of all these partialities and pollutions. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something, and I'll say it again. If you're subject to anyone who has denied the law and the prophets, and you believe that any of these standards on earth presently, it's fully well viable for the Most High. You are in bondage to whatever institution it is, and their frailties that you have trusted, whether you realize it or not. Messiah said, your righteous must succeed that of your leaders, must succeed whoever denies the law of the prophets, else you shall know a case in the kingdom of Yah. When I start talking about things about Messiah being the Kurdi, the Shasha and Shai and Shiloh, how many are ready to understand that it means that he is the one who comes because the world is in desperate need of help to see past his differences? Because the people filled with differences, false bias and opinion, are not worthy to be called the people of the Most High, who is one. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, who will understand this. Hear me, those who cannot accept the truth of salvation, who cannot accept what the Savior must do, who believe that the Savior has licensed a multitude of differences just because people called upon a name after their own hearts. Whoever is not willing, my brothers and sisters, to understand that no man comes to Yah unless the Father draws him, and the Most High does not draw a man with a lie. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand. Nobody can raise himself to the conscience that is sufficient before Yah. This salvation, this oneness with Yah, this communion with him, this righteous understanding is not after the works, conceits, thoughts, contrivances, designs, machinations of men. To discern this truth is a gift of Yah. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, if they didn't tell you who Messiah is, that you might expect all that is said of him in the prophecies, is not the true Savior that you believe. How can men be delivered from deceit by a polytheist, compromised, flattering, fatally flattering deceit? I'll say again that this Greco-Roman contrivance called a Christ is not what the early church believed. Let me repeat that. It is not what the early church believed. Those of the East believed that one would come. That though men have divided the world and established false rule throughout, contentious rule throughout, the people of the East believed that this one called Shiloh, one who would bring peace, one him unto whom the gathering of the people should be, the one who would expose all the illusions, would come. That men, my brothers and sisters, might discern and see again was the reign of the Most High in justice and truth. That expectation, one who would silence all the foolishness of the rulers. Scripture saying when he comes, all the rulers, all the pastors, priests, rabbis, all of them, we found faulty. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Roman kings and priests didn't want to uphold that idea. So rather than have the idea of a Messiah who brings an absolute, they said that they compelled men to believe the one whom they said it was his favor, that men are left to their own imaginings, as if the Most High does not even have a law, as if it's not a law that his people should believe the law and the prophets, as if it's not a law that men should believe all the truth as one, as if it's not a law, my brothers and sisters, that says we almost, as the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, in the name of the Most High, all speak the same thing, no divisions among us. Hey, even as the scripture says in Romans, seeking ultimately what must be remembrance of all things written of old, that all the nations might be made obedient unto Yah in word and deed. But they turn around and tell you that you can basically call Most High whatever curse you will. Hey, just go find a church somewhere that where the sanctions it, and people say it's all right, as if. Well, I want you to consider something. Rulers have been very wicked in this world. And Isaiah 14:5 says it's so. He called the wicked the scepter of the rulers who smote the people without instruction. Well, you need to stop and consider. It is merciless to leave people undisciplined to their own imagining. The grace of Yah is that he reveals the truth that is necessary, that men might awaken beyond those who would exploit. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, man, in so many ways, has proven himself unwilling to hear the fullness of this truth. That's why the world is still divided. The gospel would make the people one. You don't see oneness, my brothers and sisters. That means man has been resisted. resistant. What does the scripture say? In Yohanan 3:14-24, I need to read it all. Yah so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. Those who believe lies, the scripture say, will be damned. Those who believe in as a representation of him shall be damned. He said, this is the condemnation of the world. The men have loved darkness more than light. They love variances, allowing their own misopinion, leaving them to easily be victimized by leaders like pastors have told me. It's not about what the Bible said. He said it's about them learning the profession. They said if people want to buy it, they'll sell it. I've had some just that brazen to say it outright. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if I were to tell you all some of the kind of things I've seen among pastors, all getting degrees from seminary schools that were never about an absolute, just getting a degree that can take to any denomination. You really need to understand, my brothers and sisters, this is nothing but hypocrisy. But Isaiah 46 chapter, 9th verse. Remember these scriptures talk about one called, one like a ravenous bird from the east. One called the king of the east. Most I promised he was sending. Calls men transgressors if they will not remember. Remember these things, O you transgressors, and show yourselves men. It's sin, my brothers and sisters, men have believed something other than the gospel. It's a sin that men have believed something other than, and someone other than who the scripture said restore that gospel, that pure word from on high. Isaiah 41 says that's the reason why he is sin. He says, behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. Isaiah 41 says, the Most High looked and he saw no one who preached good tidings. That's why Messiah is sin. Meaning no one preached the fullness of a word pure from on high beyond the controversies and meaningless arguments of men. Well, everybody's not prepared to believe that. Pastors have folks convinced that, just because they're pastors, they speak the truth. Sue says, hypocrites, minions of Babylon, my brothers and sisters, purity and completion offers one choice. Double-mindedness is confusion. It's time we understand that our deliberation of faith must bring forth a perfect work, which is what Jacob has said. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is an illusion. Isaiah 46:9, I'm talking about the way the NASB translates it. Speaking of what Messiah will say to his people in the latter days, remember the former things long foretold. I am Yah, and there is none other. He, in other words, his word declares the existence, and there's no one else like him. In other words, get my point. Either what men believe and trust is like unto him, or it is unlike him. Word like a sharp two-edged sword cuts both ways, those who are rebellious, and even some who say they seek righteousness. That men get the point. There's no straddling the fence. Need to understand, my brothers and sisters. No straddling the fence. Remember things long foretold. Yah says he is the existence. He is the truth. And what he declares, if it's not that truth, as Paul Shaul said, is not his gospel. Those without this gospel are still in bondage. I said before, the Spirit of Yah is coming to preach good tidings to the meek. Those who are prideful, like I said before, seeking what pleases men. Paul said, if I sought to please men, I could not be a preacher of the gospel. But not be a servant of Yah. The gospel is not a word, but brothers and sisters, after the designs of men. What did he say he declared from the beginning? Isaiah 46:10, he said he's the one who declared the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that have not been done. Say, my purpose, my counsel, my purpose, same word, etzah. Sometimes the word is related as the bar, but it still in each case relates the purpose of the Most High. And certainly the Most High has a right to redeem this world unto his purpose. Only way that's going to happen is all these various nations and denominations and whatever else it is that's been polluted after the vantage point of man must cease. Must all be silenced. Why the scripture said the one called the courtesy of the righteous will come forth saying, keep silence before me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. Let my people be renewed in their ancient strength. Every lie cast down. That's why the scripture said he would say, there's no peace to the lawless. No, those who will not prepare according to this law. according to this expectation. So listen to me, O isles. Let my people renew their strength. Listen to me, O ye isles. Hearken to me, O ye nations. Scripture says he would come forth saying, the Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of his mother. He said he made mention of his name. To bring Israel back to him, to reveal his glory. Hey, in the shadow of his hand has he been concealed. How about also his name, his person, his presence, concealed. But the Most High, my brothers and sisters, in his time reveal that chosen, precious soul that is meant to guide Israel back the way that Israel should go. No longer swearing by the name of the Most High, not in truth nor in righteousness, but finally knowing the way in which the people should go, that they might transcend this Babylonish confusion. And if they didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you the gospel. I'm telling you again that many are they who will not speak the greater truths because their first avocation, first designs, are to appease the ignorance that has been destructive to us all. And Most High calls them adversaries. What did Messiah say? He told his people, you are the light of the world. He did not say that you take the light and you hide it. My brothers and sisters are supposed to get up into a high place that all can bask in his glory. And if those who call themselves light, and I believe me, I haven't seen a pastor yet who's proven to me that he's willing to speak about these things to the full dimension necessary. I wish there were. If you find them, let me know. Because I got news for you. There's a lot of work needs to be done. The scripture says, however, my brothers and sisters, the reason why Messiah comes is because what the world has believed has not been sufficient. The Most High says, however, that what he declared from the beginning, he will bring it to pass, perform all that is his good pleasure, all that is his purpose. In the NASB, he says he calls a bird of prey from the east. How about that righteous one from the east to perform his purpose? How about perform his purpose? He says, truly, what I have spoken, truly I will bring to pass. What I have planned, I will surely do it, perform it. One scripture says he will perform all that is divine pleasure. That sounds like a righteous one to me. Did you hear me? Abraham believed Yah and was counted him for righteousness. He sought the perfect will of Yah and was counted him for righteousness. That means he had in his heart only a love for the fullness of what the Most High decrees must be in order to be established in the earth. Anything else is unrighteousness. The scripture says those who prefer unrighteousness, the compromise that made all these divisions shall be damned. For the very word damn means separated and divided. He says, my brothers and sisters, we must remember the truth lest we be found transgressors. Holy Spirit, please teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, that men might have an opportunity to see the great need to repent and believe what is the gospel beyond all these suppositions of man. So-called Message Bible, Isaiah 46:10. Oh boy, it'd be great if I could put all this up in the chat. There's a lot of things there. But let me tell you, you might want, some of you who don't have it already, might want to look up a program for your computer. It's called eSort. And you can download a lot of modules for a lot of Bibles. I have some about 80 some odd different Bibles in mine. Start downloading some of these modules, some of these texts. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of times that the translations, well, the translation is only as good as the vision of the translator. I'll give you an example. Message Bible says from the beginning, says he is the Most High, the one who tells you what the ending shall be. All along letting you in on what is going to happen. In other words, if men have been subject to him, Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How do the men have not known these things? Who have they had as a teacher? He says, assuring you, I'm in this for the long haul. That's the way it's translated in this. In other words, get the point. What he has spoken from the very beginning, he will bring to bear. And what is to bring an end to these times of the Gentiles, the end of the confusion, end of every dissenting voice. He said, I'll do exactly what I set out to do. He'll perform all his purpose. And this text is telling you what the leaders know. They know. Those who read all the prophecies collectively will know. In this text, it says, I'm calling that one like an eagle, ravenous bird. And they put down Cyrus. I'm going to tell you now, that wasn't his name. Empire was called Kurdistan for a reason. Calling that eagle, they put down Cyrus, out of the east. Man called from a far country. The man I choose, he said, to help me. How many understand and compare this scripture to Isaiah 48? Scripture talking about the Most High have a chosen ally who will destroy Babylon. How about destroy the voices of confusion? Even destroy what is called a city of confusion. In Isaiah 26, Most High bring that city to an end. The men know to listen to the voice that speaks the word of truth. You need to check out Isaiah 24, 10 through 16 and understand what I'm talking about. So Most High said, I've said it, and I will most certainly do it. I planned it, so it's good as done. He said, now listen to me, you are hard-hearted bunch and hard to help. Whoa, if men will not accept him whom the Most High sends to show the way of truth again, how can they be helped? How can they be healed? Hosea says the same. He says, how can I help you, O Israel? How should I deliver you? It says, do I have to set you as admiral? Do I have to set you as a bowman? In other words, do I have to destroy you like I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah? Hear me. The scriptures in Isaiah 19:18 talk about five cities in the land of Egypt. The scripture talks about in Egypt and Hosea to the west, not to the south of Israel. When it talks about that city, my brother says that five cities realized that Sodom and Gomorrah was a metroplex. Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboiim, and Zoar. Look it up in Genesis 14 and understand what I'm talking about. When he talks about a city of destruction, it was talking about a city that just like Sodom and Gomorrah were warned and did not listen, that it brought about a destruction so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Just like it was in the days of Lot and Noah. Lot warning the city, Noah warning the world. So shall be in the days of the Son of Man. They asked Messiah, where should all this be? He said, wherever the carcass is, there where the vultures gather. Read for yourself, 17th through the 18th chapter, about 17:20 through about 18:8 of Luke, and understand that he was talking about that city of destruction. Announcing again how he will appear, according to all that you'll find on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. You need to understand. These prophecies are ultimately talking about latter-day salvation. Who did the scripture say we're bringing to bear? Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. One bears the title morning star is also the one called the branch, also the one called sunrise. The word samach in Hebrew, denka, Aramaic, means like that which springs forth in the earth or what springs forth suddenly in the heavens, like the rising sun, my brothers and sisters. Why didn't they tell you that these scriptures relate again and again what's written also in Malachi, he for whom you are waiting shall suddenly come to the temple. Look up the word. The word that means he will come for many, totally unexpectedly. Are many expecting him, my brothers and sisters, to suddenly emerge or suddenly appear to reprove a city, the temples? Read Isaiah 66 and read 60 and 1 through 66 and the 6th verse. Talking about the Most High sending Messiah with a word of reproof. That reproved the city. That reproved the temples. Micah 6:5 through 9 in particular. Talk about, hear the voice of him who cries upon the city and discern the rod in him who has appointed it. How many of my brothers and sisters are ready to understand that they were never taught the gospel if they were not taught about the one who appeared in the city? They're not taught about the one called the Messiah, said he called himself the morning star. The son of righteousness that arises. They put down angel from the rising sun. The word for angel is king in Revelation 7:2. One called the king of the east, that dries up the rivers. How about delivers his people from all the varied status quo of the nations. And Messiah said, behold, I come. My brothers and sisters, one called King of the East. East is the morning star, the morning sun. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, said who he is. And the scriptures actually say he comes to silence every dissenting voice, that the truth might again be heard. They didn't teach you that, my brothers and sisters, because they want you to believe the flatteries that have been so destructive to men for so long. Again, I'm telling you, the scripture says Messiah and his appearance will come to reprove every standard across the entire earth, because the Most High saw that there was none preaching the fullness of his word. And all those, my brothers and sisters, who would tell you that what they have and what they're teaching you now is already complete in every way. Remember what scripture says even Messiah would have to say. Morning by morning has the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Huh. How about to re-strengthen the people? Let's talk about the progression in Messiah himself. Same scriptures in Isaiah 49 says that he would come forth saying, that for a time he too has spent his strength in naught after the vanities of the earth, but now Yah is becoming strength through Did you hear me? Now the Most High is becoming strength, that his reward is with the Most High, and his works is conceived as justice. It's from the Most High. Did they tell you about this, my brothers and sisters? It's definitely a story of an anointed one, an anointed man. Isaiah 42 said, "Behold, my servant, my elect, my soul delight to put my spirit upon him." Most High told me something that, quite frankly, I come to find out later doing some reading, what was always been the sentiments of Israel. Most High told me to me this way: the Messiah is not the man that you see; it's the spirit that is in him. But long before that flesh came to be and grew to become a man, the pre-incarnate spirit was already chosen. How many of my brothers and sisters are ready to deal with it? Amplified translation. Well, let's see. How about I go to another translation here? Okay. Is it in Isaiah 46:13? It says, "I'm ready to set things right. Not in the distant future, but right now." It says, "I am ready to save Jerusalem and show Israel my glory." How many compare that, my brothers and sisters, to Isaiah 49? I think that's that Message translation again. "Thus as Yah said to me, you are my servant, even my servant unto Israel, through whom I shall reveal my glory." Sounds about right, my brothers and sisters, what's written in Isaiah 48.
90 seconds.
Understand it. Isaiah 46:13, Amplified Bible. Again, my brothers and sisters, the Amplified goes on in the 14th verse, talking about not just his righteousness, but his righteous one. Same word, Sadiq in the Hebrew, righteousness and righteous one will not tarry. Most High will bring forth then the Savior. It says that your idolatrous rulers, they never told you this.
60 seconds.
Again, it talks about the one they call Cyrus. In Isaiah 46:11 in the Amplified, who executes the counsel of the Most High. How about in righteousness, bringing him forth from a far country? He says, Most High, what he has spoken, what he has promised, what he has purposed, he will surely bring it to pass and will do it. Whoever will not remember these things, my brothers and sisters, that the Holy Spirit has already announced through all the prophets, is among those, my brothers and sisters, who have never heard the gospel. You need to go back and start listening, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. Listen to especially some of the things that have been said in the archives on this show over the past couple of weeks. So the men have not heard the gospel, the one Most High calls Shiloh, the Kurdish, Shasha and Shah, who Yeshua said he is when he said he's the morning star. If you haven't understood what those prophecies are about, you haven't understood the Messiah at all. In fact, this Christ that Greco-Romans came up with, my brothers and sisters, is only a doctrinal hypocrisy. You need to understand who Messiah said he is as you understand who the Savior is. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edomiah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, to his honor, and to his praise always, hallelujah. For till all that are called by the name of the Most High are one, we are not saved.